up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
And we are going to have the opportunity this morning and pleasure to visit with the Stanton Community School District and Mr. John Manquist with me this morning. Mr. Manquist, how are you this morning?
Very, very good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you.
Yes, yes. Kind of a little misty morning out there, but feels like spring.
It does feel like spring. Yep. Yeah, we're going to have some severe weather maybe this afternoon.
Oh, let's hope like not.
We
let's
can miss that. Would be just fine with me.
A little rain's okay.
We need the rain. We need the rain.
Hail can stay away. The tornadoes. Yep, yeah. Strong winds.
You. How are things going at school?
Oh, so great. Yeah. Celebrating Read Across America this week. So yesterday, I had freshmen come in with my third graders. It was great. That's what I really enjoy about our small school. The kids get to see the older ones. It's good for them, but I think even better sometimes for the upper grades.
I think that's maybe right. Absolutely. Yeah. So now, what all are you doing for Read Across America?
Oh, boy. So yesterday, we were buddied up with our older kids.
Yeah.
Today is Count the Hat Day, so I think they can wear whatever silly, crazy hat, red, white, or black clothes. Yesterday, we also did green eggs and ham dressed up in green. We've had Wacky Wednesday where they dress up as the different Dr. Seuss characters. It's been fun. And then Tuesday, we shared throughout our school when you guys came over and filmed the second and third graders. And got a lot of celebrities now roaming the halls.
Yeah. Signing autographs.
We're on YouTube. We're so famous, Mr. Manquist.
That's cool. Cool.
Yes.
So, Mr. Manquist, you're highly involved in, well, you're a third grade teacher.
Correct, yes.
That's
my main duty, yes.
But you do a lot of other things.
I try to stay busy,
Making the transition, and maybe we'll get to this in a minute, but are you ready for spring sports?
Absolutely, yes. So high school girls track started up. We have 10 girls out.
You're the coach.
I am, yes. Very chatty group. So we're learning if we're running, we shouldn't be able to talk comfortably. So we've had a few practices in the halls, and then yesterday we were outside, and they're just – mostly freshman, sophomore, but I do have some upperclassmen that are kind of taking the charge, and it's very, very entertaining, but then when it's time to get serious, they buckle down and do what they're supposed to. But
they're a chatty group, huh?
Very, very chatty. All of warm-ups, it's like – so I'm learning a lot, yes.
So it's going well, though. Looking forward to it.
Very excited, and I think the girls are too. It'll be different than last year, so we're excited to try some different relays, different field events.
Do you have assistants helping you, or are you this?
It is just me, and then the boys' coach is Coach Jeff Grebin. So sometimes we bounce ideas off, and
How many out for boys? Do you know?
I probably shouldn't give the best number. I think
give me a range.
They're a little bit less than what we have.
Okay,
but I know they're trying to work with some of those boys that dual sport for soccer and golf. So they're trying to work that out with different meets and how that works for practices. So,
okay.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about some stuff going on at school. Starting first with Mrs. Elwood. What would Mrs. Elwood want us to be aware of?
Yeah, probably the first thing here, the end of the third quarter is next Friday, and then parent-teacher conferences will be Monday, March 23rd. And the time for parent-teacher conferences, that goes 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And we always have great turnout from elementary to the secondary side as well.
Okay. All right.
So if you're a parent or student, probably check your grades for the third quarter. I know that kind of gets a busy time. And then our Iowa statewide assessment of student progress, that will be starting up. And so the first ones we do would be third grade through fifth grade. That's the week of March 10th through the 13th. And then the following week will be our middle school, high school students, and that's grades 6th through 11th, and they will be March 17th through the 20th.
Okay.
And an email was sent out with more information regarding how the testing looks, kind of what the rest of the scheduling for the week class-wise will be. But if you have any questions about what the tests look like, you can contact Mrs. Elwood, Mr. Hartman, or Mrs. McDonald. And I know most of the students have done the practice tests. They've been talked about with the teachers. But that will continue until the actual testing starts.
Okay. There you go. Have your kiddos ready to go.
It'll be good. Make sure they're sleeping, just ready to do their best.
So parent-teacher conferences are coming up. The statewide assessments are coming up. There are some job openings, too.
Correct, yeah. So we're always looking for people to join the Stanton's community schools. Paraeducator, elementary teacher, special education, K-12 PE teacher, assistant volleyball coach, and then we're looking for a cheer sponsor, and that's junior high school football and also basketball. Bus drivers, and then substitute teachers, kitchen staff. If you would like to join the Stanton School, now's the time. We do have some great kids, and it's fun being on staff. They let me be a part of it, so that's always wonderful. But yeah, if you're looking for a new career or just a change, you can send any of your contact information to Katie Elwood at kelwood@stanschools.com. You can call in the school as well. Or also, if you're interested, you can apply online. That's iowa.springschool.com.
There you go. Check that out if you're interested in that. Also, the teammates program. Have opportunities there for folks as well.
Yeah, this has been wonderful. I don't know how many years Stan's been doing it, but it's so neat to see those kids progress throughout the years with their mentors. So if you're interested, go to teammates.org. You can find out more information. And then you can also contact Mrs. McDonald or Katie Elwood at 712-829-2162. And it's just a great opportunity. You come in, you can have lunch with the kids, chat, play games, just really get to connect, spend time, and it is a good opportunity, both for the kids, but if you're that mentor as well.
You betcha. All school play.
Yes, so that's also me, but thankfully my mother does a lot of help. I wouldn't be able to do it without her.
So tell me about it.
Yes, so since our performance day is very close to St. Patrick's Day, we decided to go with some folk and fairy tales from the Emerald Isle. It's called Blather, Blarney, and Balderdash. And those three characters are quite a hoot. So Piper French, Gabby Grebin, Kennedy King, they're kind of the leprechauns of the show. So it says, get ready for laughter, mischief, and a wee bit of Irish magic in this hilarious and action-packed ensemble comedy. And we have about 25 actors and actresses that are on stage, more backstage that help out. The three wild and crazy leprechauns, so that's Gabby, Piper, and Kennedy, they help out Finn O'Grady, which is Rylan Grebin. So for me, it's hilarious to see how Gabby and Rylan interact. That just makes it better. But Rylan is trying to learn how to tell a proper story and then win the hand of his true love. And so it goes back and forth. We get stories of the Hunchback of Not Grafton, the Griffin's Feather, the Bird, Mouse, and the Cricket. So there are three kind of small vignettes playing out. It's very, very, very busy. A lot of people are on and off stage. So for the students, it's very different from what we've done in the past. Last night's practice, more laughter than saying of the lines, which is good. But I know when they get on stage, they get pretty nervous. But what's also really neat about this is our Stan FCCLA students, for our evening performance, they're doing a fundraiser, and they're offering Irish themed treats. That's Mrs. Burton. So their fundraiser, it'll be prices, I think, anywhere from like $2 to $5 to try the different Irish themed food. But it's next Friday, March 13th at 6 p.m. If you're wanting entertainment, this would definitely be the one to go to. I mean, especially Piper, Gabby, and Kennedy. They're just they giggle the whole time. And they're like, I'm trying not to laugh. And then some of the freshmen, they're also kind of active and goofy. And Quinn McDonald, Leilani Foster-Say, Maven Allen. It's like I have a hard time just trying to not laugh at them. But it's good. Definitely a very family-friendly performance. We'll share this with our K-5 students and then 6-12 during the class time on Friday. But, yeah.
It's Friday. It starts at 6.
Starts at 6. It's an earlier time. In our high school gym.
Okay. Do I need to purchase tickets?
You do not. Okay. Nope. It'll be $10 at the door. And then if you'd like to support the FCCLA students, probably bring another 10 bucks.
There you go.
You'll get a nice taste of
or more.
The Irish. Yeah, or even more. Yeah, that'd be great.
Cool. Yeah. So this is going to be fun.
It should be. Costumes, oh boy, that's what my mother does. She does all the costume and the staging. It'll definitely get you in the St. Patrick's mood.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that's next Friday. Put it on your calendar, 6
Absolutely.
P.M.
Absolutely.
Go and enjoy. So you say you have 25 kids on stage.
On stage, yeah. And then a few more that help with the lights. And then we have a screen that we use.
Yeah.
And then some sound.
Seems like a solid number.
It's,
wow.
Oh, they are an entertaining crew.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. So were you involved in speech when you were in high school, Mr. Manquist?
I was. Yep. I did both large group and individual.
So tell me about speech going. I think it's great.
I
really think it's great.
It's been so wonderful. So we finished up. So I also help out with that and drag my mother in as well. She's kind of the unpaid assistant. But we just finished up individual speech contest. So Zach Haley, just a great young man. And he this year wanted to do something about work.
Okay.
So he's all about work, making money. That kid's always doing something.
Yeah.
Staying busy. So we decided for his contest, we should focus around work. And so he did literary program, which you kind of balance it out between poems and then a piece of prose. And so we started out with the Corner Conference speech contest at Fremont Mills. He placed first, so that was great, great start. And then this past Saturday, the February 28th, we traveled to East Union High School, and he received a Division II. And he actually started performing right at 8, so it was an early morning for Zach, but so pleasant to work with. Wanted to do his best, just a neat kid, hearing about what his future plans are. That's what I enjoy, kind of going from the sports world to the theater world to speech contest. You're seeing all the kids.
You get it all there, don't you?
And they're involved in everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I'll see you a little bit later today, Mr. Manquist. So
very cool.
Yeah. So congrats to Zach Haley.
Now, are you involved in the elementary musical?
I am just doing my third grade teacher role. So I help line up kids, give them that teacher look.
Is that today?
It is today. Yeah, March. What are we, March 6th.
Yeah.
So we have dress rehearsal here later during the school day. Yeah.
So tell me about it.
Oh man, Mr. Lance. I don't know if he slept the past 2 weeks, but it's going to be a great, great night here. So we will start out the evening at 6:30 with the kindergarten through third graders performance, and it's pajama party. So it'll be great. Parents, make sure if they're K through 3, they should be in pajamas. And then hopefully everybody remembers today for school to bring their stuffed animal.
Oh.
But I'm realizing that's not the cool way to say stuffed animal. You have to now say stuffy.
Oh.
So it's...
You don't say stuffed animal
anymore? Not anymore. That's what my students are telling me. It's now called a stuffy. Bring your stuffy to school. So you can have it ready for practice. But it's so cute. They're talking about pajama party, your mom and dad expectations, getting ready for bed, your cozy special friend, which I call a stuffed animal. Or your stuffy. And then it says, even the possibility of a monster under the bed. So I have yet to see the monster during rehearsal, but if Mr. Lance says it's going to make an appearance,
well, he's, you know, there it is.
He should probably know.
I'm sure he
and
is.
Then just a really cute lullaby to kind of finish their performance.
Okay.
And it's fun because since my third graders are the old ones, they have all the lines. So they're very nervous.
They're going to knock it out of the
park.
They'll knock it out.
I hope so. And then shortly after that will be the sixth graders, and that's also with fourth and fifth grade students. It is the Wizard of Oz Junior. So it's a shorter time than your full Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
But you don't want to miss this because, and I did see the real Toto, and this is Chonkin's King. So Chonkin's King would be Kennedy, Reese, Pippa, Mrs. King's dog. So Chonkin's. I've met Chonkin's a few years ago, but Chonkin's on stage. They've trained Chonkin's, I think, as best as you can train for Toto. But just wonderful sets, sceneries, the costumes. Mrs. Druvengay has done a lot of costuming. It's going to be wonderful. Cost is $5 and tickets purchased at the door. And I would suggest tonight arriving early so you can get a spot, so you're ready to go. But yeah, pajama party, 6:30. And then shortly after, they have to do a little changing of the set.
Yep.
Then it's the Wizard of Oz. And it'll be
full night.
Just a wonderful night.
There you go.
I know all the kids in elementary are super excited.
Very cool. John Manquist, Mr. Manquist with me from the Stanton Community School District. Now, talk to me about the dance team. What's going on with the dance team?
Yeah, this is going to be a really cool evening. So on Sunday, the Stanton...
Like this Sunday.
This Sunday. So Stanton and Red Oak, I believe they're combined for dance team. It'll be their showcase in the Stanton High School gym. The show starts at 6, so grab anybody you know, family, friends, and come support the amazing dancers. But our youth, the Stanton Youth Dancers, will also be performing that night. And if you could have all the little dancers be in the lunchroom to kind of practice and warm up their routine at 5:30, that would be great. And what's really cool, it'll be the Stanton Red Oak Dance Team, the Little Stanton Dancers, but they're also bringing in Studio 147.
Oh, cool.
Ryan's Dance Academy, Iowa Western's Dance Team, and Swick's Dance Team.
This is an event.
This is
an extravaganza.
If you're a dancer, if you've ever seen a dance performance, come out Stanton at 6 o'clock. Admission is $5. And I mean, I think it's going to span hip hop, you name it.
Everything.
You got it. It'll be cool. And I think different costumes or outfits, I don't know how that works in the dance world, but it'll be really, really neat.
SDT so. Showcase.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. 6 o'clock.
Cool. That's going to be a big event. Okay, Mr. Manquist, talk to me about track a little bit. Junior high boys and girls track.
Yeah, so they're going to be starting up here Tuesday, March 10th, and practices will be 8th hour, and they'll finish then at 4:30.
Okay.
And if it's a no school Monday, they'll practice from 3 to 4:30, but don't show up before 2:50 on those days because the coaches still have things they have to do. And it says the teams will have 7 meets this year. Their first meet is Tuesday, April the 14th, and that'll be here in Red Oak.
Okay.
More information and kind of a full complete schedule will be sent home with the students the first week of practice. So if you're a junior high boy or girl, Tuesday, the March 10th, they'll start 8th hour. Probably make sure you have your running shoes, your sweatshirt, your sweats, shorts. I know Mrs. Druvengay, she will be doing the junior high girls, and then her daughter, Devin Druvengay, will be doing the junior high boys.
Wow.
So it'll be exciting. I know the junior high boys, I think their number is like 25.
No way.
It'll be good, and then probably the junior high girls, they're probably 15, somewhere around there.
Sounds really good.
It'll be good, yeah.
Wow.
And those junior high kids, they're go-getters.
Very cool. Yeah. All right. So get that prepared. Bring your attitude, great attitude, and ready to go to work. Okay, Mr. Mankus, let's talk about students of the week.
Yes. So in the elementary, this is one of my third grade students, Sadie Handley. Sadie comes to school every day with a smile on her face. She is friendly to her classmates, all of the teachers, and she demonstrates the school-wide values of a Stanton Viking. So that's Sadie Handley.
Sadie Handley.
Yeah, great student. And then in the secondary, Bennett Bates. Bennett is always very positive and helpful to others, and he exemplifies great attitude and respect. So Bennett's a great kid in the hallway as well, and I believe he'd be one of the sixth graders tonight for the Wizard of Oz.
You betcha.
So you get a chance to see Bennett in action.
Very cool. Corner Conference Art Fair is coming up as well.
Yeah, so this is great. Stanton will get to host the Corner Conference
Art Fair.
Does that
rotate?
It does, okay. from school. So sure. It's been a while since I can remember. But it'll be from Friday, March 27th, and it runs through the weekend, and it finishes Monday, March 30th. So any students that have projects who'd like to put them in the art show, they need to just let Mrs. King know so they can be labeled correctly. And that is open to the public. So times I know they're still working on when it'll be open for the public.
Yeah.
But it's so neat. And I mean, Mrs. King does a great job displaying things in the hallway. And the other day I looked and I was like, oh, that's a second grader's artwork. I was like, that's way better than what I could use. So a lot of talent that's coming from our students in the art department. And Mrs. King, just she has a way of getting kids to do things that I couldn't even imagine.
Huh.
So it'll be a great art show. And that'll be all the Corner Conference schools bringing their art to the Stanton Gym.
Will be available to the public to –
Correct.
Enjoy,
yeah.
Correct?
Probably throughout the weekend. Yeah. I know they're working on times.
Okay. What is the Just Ducky? What's that?
I believe that was a contest where they hid like those little tiny rubber ducks throughout the school. So it says the winners, Reese King, Hannah Gibbs, Braxton James, Ty Roberts, and Quinn McDonald. So they must be really good finders in the classrooms. So congratulations. And then they will get a coupon for their yearbook. So they just need to stop in and see Charm, Mrs. Carpenter. And then I know she probably also wants me to remind people, purchase your yearbooks.
Yep.
It says it's the groovy thing to do. So those must be words from Mrs. Carpenter, I'm guessing, and not from the students. I'm not for sure on that, though. So, yeah.
It's groovy.
Yes.
It's groovy. I like it.
A little before my time, I believe, but yeah.
All right. Softball. Are you involved with softball?
I am. So I'm the assistant softball coach, and we are doing a fundraiser here. And so we are selling candles, and that's with the Dirt Road Candle Company, which is out of Lewis. All the candles are 8 ounces and a variety of scents. So each candle is $24.95. And if you are interested, you can see any 8th through 12th grade softball student, or you can contact Brandy at 712-370-7801. Cash, check, Venmo. Just make sure you pay it at the time you order. Some pretty good scents. So
know what? They have great candles.
Yes.
They do.
So
they
especially
really do.
After a track practice or for sure a softball game or practice, that's when you definitely – even those junior high boys track practices coming up,
yeah.
I would get your candles ordered.
There you go.
Immediately.
Get your candles.
Yes.
I like it. So upcoming events. What do we have coming up, Mr. Mankwist?
Tonight – do not miss it. Do not miss it. Elementary musicals. First one will be at 6:30 tonight. That'll be K through 3. And then right after will be the 4th through 6th grade Wizard of Oz, the junior one. And I would say get there early so you can find your seat. Admission is $5. And then Saturday, our FFA students go to district contest at Harland. So I know those kids, man, early mornings,
yeah.
In the ag room, they're prepping, they're getting ready. I think even what a few of them said, they had their official FFA dress already laid out. So they, yeah.
They're
so
ready to go.
They are ready to go. But that'll be up at Harland tomorrow. So best of luck to them. And then Sunday, 6 o'clock, the Stanton Dance Team Showcase. And
yeah.
They're bringing everybody
you know,
to the gym.
Yeah, it's the Stanton Dance Team, but they have everybody's coming.
Everybody. Swick, Iowa Western, Studio 147, Ryan's Dance Academy, the Little Dancers.
They'll all be there.
Yeah. I will not be dancing, but that'll be a good thing. That would definitely keep people away.
All righty.
And then Monday is our No School Monday. And then we will start Tuesday with elementary ISAP testing. That'll continue on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then we just want to make sure to remind people that Friday is the end of the third quarter.
You bet.
So everybody's grades will need to be completed, all missing assignments turned in.
Yeah.
It's quick. This year is going
by. Third quarter?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Mr. Manquist, you have a busy period of time here in front of you.
Yeah, it's good, though.
There's a lot going
on. It's good. And so. And then before you know it, it's summertime. And,
Then you'll be then softball.
Then it's softball time,
All right. Yeah. Mr. Manquist, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Aaron.
John Manquist with me this morning from the Stanton Community School District.
Up in the morning and out to school.